From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Police say a knife attack in a London park was most likely not terrorism. London police say they found no evidence of radicalization to suggest terrorism after a Somali man stabbed a woman to death and wounded five other people in central London. Instead, they say the attack was likely triggered by mental health issues. Police arrested the 19-year-old man in Russell Square near the University of London after incapacitating him with a taser. The man, who is yet to be publicly named, is in police custody at a nearby hospital. Police identified the 60-year-old woman who was stabbed to death as an American citizen. She was treated at the scene by paramedics but pronounced dead shortly thereafter. Three victims were released from the hospital early Thursday morning. The condition of two others was unknown. Mark Rowley, the Metropolitan Police Service's Assistant Commissioner for Specialist Operations, said police believe the mental health of the suspect to be a significant factor in the case. This knife attack came the same day in London. Officials announced an increase in armed police patrolling the city in an effort to prevent terror attacks. BOA's European correspondent Luis Ramirez has more on that.
Just hours before the attack happened, it happened late Wednesday, hours before the attack happened, police announced that they were they have plans to deploy 600 additional armed police to the streets of London.
In a statement, London Mayor Sadiq Khan said safety in London is his number one priority, and he expressed condolences for the victims of the attack. More on our webpage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taliban.